Disclaimer. You know the deal, right? There are legal requirements for anyone who writes anything about health to make sure he, she, or it is safe from lawsuits. Anyone can sue anyone, so you can never really be safe from a lawsuit. But you can make yourself less likely to suffer damage if a nut decides to file suit. When it comes to health, there's always a lot of jive about see your doctor before making any change in your lifestyle and shit like that. And you skim over that like you do appliance warnings and Facebook privacy contracts, thinking, well, they have to say that, but it doesn't apply to me. Then you stick your knife in the toaster to get the bagel out and post a picture of the event to your social media without noticing your embarrassing reflection in the toaster. You figure because you aren't a Darwin Award winner yet, you don't have to read disclaimers. You figure you already know the coffee McDonald's is too hot to pour in your genitals, you don't have to read the cup. This ain't like that. This disclaimer is not jive. This is a real, heartfelt, honest disclaimer. This was not written by lawyers. This was written by the guy who wrote the book, the guy who lost 100 pounds. This is a disclaimer for the lawyers, but it also comes from my common sense, my concern, my knowledge, and my heart. This is a book about extreme personal lifestyle change, written by a fucking juggler whose only higher education was Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Clown College. This book was written by someone who finished high school on a plea bargain. Someone who dropped his cock into a hot blow dryer and scarred it like one of the Wendy's beef patties he no longer eats. This is a book written by an idiot. Take everything in this book with a grain of salt. But only a grain. Salt is poison, as even this idiot now knows. I have no expertise. This book is about what I did, not about what you should do. Got it? This book is first person, and you should not take it as second person. Even I know a lot of what I did was wrong and stupid. But I don't even know which things were wrong and stupid. Even I, who dropped my fucking cock into a blow dryer, knew enough to check with my doctor before making each change. If you're going to make any changes in your diet, exercise routine, or health, talk to your doctor. And take what even she says with a grain of nutritional yeast. Get a second opinion, and remember that my opinion does not count as the first opinion. I'm telling stories and making jokes. If you make lifestyle changes that you've checked out with your doctor, I hope this book can give you a few laughs, a little bit of moral support, and I hope some inspiration. But this is not a how-to book. I'm okay with you thinking, if that stupid fat fuck can do it, so can I. But I'm not okay with you doing what you think you understand that I think I understand I might have done that could have kind of gotten some results that might be good. Really. I don't know jack fucking shit. Okay? Be careful. Take care of yourself. And do not fucking trust me. Really. That's not legal jive. That's from my heart. It means a lot to me that you're reading this book. But please remember who wrote it. Me. If you take any lifestyle or medical advice from a juggler, you are an asshole.